Doug Clower. I want to talk a little bit about GroupWise 7 and GroupWise 8, and actually how GroupWise 8 helps you improve your personal productivity. So let's start out by thinking about GroupWise 7. In GroupWise 7, we had the traditional paradigm of a mailbox that had a whole structure of folders with capabilities in these folders. This would be task lists, it might be calendar, it might be sent items, it's the mailbox. And we would have a display panel that basically gave us the view into that space based on what folder we picked. So for instance, if I picked the mailbox or I picked the calendar, the information from that folder would then fill this display panel. The nice thing about this is that with GroupWise 8, we actually begin to add capability and don't have to navigate between these different folders as much as we used to. So now we have GroupWise 8. We can build things like this might be my mailbox. And then for me, I work really specifically with another panel in this space that I use for FYI. So anytime I'm carbon copied on a document or an email thread or something, I actually file it in a folder called FYI. I also then have sent items out here. This is anything I've sent out so I can track and see who might have opened specifically an email that I've sent out. And that way I can track back with it. I also have this other column right in the middle, which is my calendar. In the calendar space, I have this set up so that I can actually look at everything that's going on for a given day. I have multiple time zones set up on the left-hand side, and I even have it turned on so that I have reminder notes noted below that space. This is where when somebody sent me an information about being on FTO, or there's a particular meeting or something that maybe somebody wants to send to me as a reminder note, that's where I file that information. And I express it here as part of the calendar panel. So I also have the ability over here to put a panel in that I use for unopened items. So when we talk about unopened, things that have come in that I actually haven't opened and done anything with. This next section is something that's called tasks. This is where I have all my tasks that are on my list of things to do. So as a mail comes in my mailbox and I need to take action on it, I actually have a task that I need to do. So I can drag it from this place or out of the unopened box, either one of these panels, and I can drag it into that task space. Now I have the email. It's available for me. I also have another panel down here for contacts. These contacts are displayed in the Windows version. They'll be displayed as a business card type view. In the Mac or the Linux version of this, you just get a list view. But this is a good way to go in and find out information, things that I've filed for, what's their instant messenger ID, what's their phone number, things like that. Things that maybe I don't have all the time, but that's it. The whole idea here is now with this GroupWise 8, this panel is my productivity panel. It's my dashboard. It's my home space. Nice thing about it is I can also reclaim some space with GroupWise 8. I can turn this list view off, and I have this entire space to be able to work, be effective, take care of my calendars task, read emails, send information out, reminders, be able to contact people, and that's the advantage, or that's the power of GroupWise 8.